From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump says the man suspected of shooting Republican Congressman Stephen Scalise and several others Wednesday has died from injuries suffered in a shootout with police. Scalise was shot in Alexandria, Virginia, just south of Washington, while he and other Republican congressional lawmakers and aides were practicing for an annual charity baseball game. Trump said the shootings are a reminder for all citizens to try to overcome the political polarization that has gripped Washington and the rest of the nation.
Everyone on that field is a public servant. Our courageous police, our congressional aides, who work so tirelessly behind the scenes with enormous devotion, and our dedicated members of Congress who represent our people.
The 51-year-old lawmaker is reported to be in stable condition at a hospital after being shot in the hip. "We may have our differences," said President Trump, "but we do well in times like these to remember that everyone is here because they love our country." The shooter has been identified as 66-year-old James T. Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois. In addition to Scalise, two Capitol Police were wounded, as were a congressional aide and a lobbyist. Scalise is the majority whip in the House of Representatives. That is a leadership position that ensures discipline and rallies votes within the majority Republican Party. As the third highest-ranking member in the House, Scalise is accompanied by Capitol Police at all times. The gunman did not say anything before shooting his rifle. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Grief turned to anger as firefighters continued to battle one of London's biggest fire disasters in recent memory, and leaders faced questions about possible fire safety violations. Police say at least 12 people were killed as a rapidly moving blaze raced through a 24-story high apartment building in West London in the pre-dawn hours on Wednesday, trapping residents. The death toll was expected to rise as firefighters went floor by floor, dousing the remaining flames and searching for survivors and victims in the high-rise. Mayor Sadiq Khan.
Can I just confirm that the focus of the experts today is the search and rescue? Very soon, I'm afraid, it'll move on to recovery. But there are genuine concerns, reasonable concerns, that have been raised during the course of the night. And it's really important that these questions are answered. I'll be demanding answers, and I can reassure you that I'll be ensuring that we have independence in relation to the reassurance we need. We also need to make sure that lessons are learned.
As the building continued to burn after noon on Wednesday, questions emerged about why the fire spread through the building so quickly. In a city where a centuries-old history of disastrous fires has forced one of the world's most stringent fire codes. U.S. congressional Democratic lawmakers have filed a federal lawsuit accusing President Trump of accepting foreign money through his various business interests in violation of the U.S. Constitution. The suit was filed Wednesday by more than 190 Democrats in the House and Senate. It alleges the president is violating a section of the Constitution that prohibits any person holding public office in the U.S. from accepting any gifts or payments from any foreign state without previous approval from Congress. President Trump has given Defense Secretary Jim Mattis the authority to set troop levels in Afghanistan. Mattis spoke to the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Wednesday. He testified the president had authorized his ability to set troop numbers in Afghanistan, noting that any change to the current troop level of 8,400 would not come immediately. Zambia's parliament has suspended 48 opposition lawmakers for boycotting a speech by the president earlier this year, a sign of mounting tensions as the jailed opposition leader awaits trial on a treason charge. For the next 30 days, the 48 opposition lawmakers will not be allowed to attend parliamentary sessions, effectively kneecapping many parliamentary committees, which will no longer have a quorum. You can find news on these and other stories at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.